Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 30 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/30. When do you know it's time to expand your mind? For me, it's usually when I'm laying in bed at night, unable to sleep, and my daydreams for the future aren't there. They aren't coming. And a lot of times when I'm trying to get to sleep, I'll just kind of think about what I want my life to be like in the coming days. And I know for me, it's time to expand my mind when instead of vivid colors of what could be, I just see the dark void of complacency in the status quo. And this usually happens when I finish a large project or I wrap up a quarter at school. And it's usually the in-between moments before the cycle of my life repeats and resets. There's a certain life cycle of a project. There's that excitement at the beginning and it increases as the project moves on. And then at a certain point, that project excitement is over and you just want to be done with the project. And then it's time to get on to the next project and find that next project. And oftentimes, for me, expanding my mind changes the types of projects and the types of ways that I go about changing the future. It's usually in this in-between moment when I realize that I need to be thinking beyond where I'm at today, that I need to envision a larger, more impactful life. And that's really hard if I haven't taken the time to broaden the way that I think. How do you expand your mind and broaden your thinking? For me, I read a lot of books. I look at the titles on my bookshelves. I look at the genres and I see the journey from my youth to my adulthood. I see everything from comic books to books about making movies to books on organizational leadership and even just fiction books, all sorts of things that have shaped me and changed the way I've thought over the years. In a book, I love following the journey that the author charts for me through his or her thinking, but also the references that they give. Recently, I finished Neil Postman's Amusing Ourselves to Death, and in it, he mentioned a quote from Henry David Thoreau in Walden, about how the telegraph connected Maine and Texas, and how, what if Maine and Texas have nothing to say to each other? And that just got me so excited to go check out Walden, a book from the 1800s. And as I read this book from the 1800s, you see just what a different time it was, the way that they thought, the way that they wrote, and the way that it's not anything like today. And it just makes me think in a different way, in a broader way. I want to share 10 ways that you can expand your mind and broaden your thinking. I decided to ask a friend of mine how he goes about this question of expanding your mind and broadening your thinking. And so some of these are his, some of them are mine, and so I want to share them. First, seek to remove your internal biases. We are all biased based upon our life experiences, our education, and just the people that we surround ourselves with. And so one way to go about doing this is to really have healthy self-talk and ensuring that you are not just going after what you're biased to, but you're really trying to go beyond what you know and what you experience and really trying to understand something beyond yourself. Second, reflect on the world and discover the problems that can be solved. Especially in technology, there's a very healthy drive to make money and create jobs, but there are also some greater problems that technology can seek to solve. And so if you take the time to really discover what those problems are, it connects you in a new way with our world and with the people around you. That could be problems of homelessness. It could be problems of infrastructure and transportation. It could be medical. There are so many ways to be thinking about the world beyond just creating another social media app that's going to die a strange, quiet death because no one used it anymore and they found something new and shiny to move to. Third, ask questions. Ask a lot of questions. One of my favorite things to do is really ask questions of people, not for the sake of finding out how I can understand them better, but just how I can have a different view on the world and have a different view on what the world could be. And so I like to ask open-ended questions, questions that inspire people to think, questions that inspire people to talk based upon their experiences and their knowledge. Fourth, listen to understand, not to respond or to retort. Oftentimes I push myself to really think about in the moment if I find myself thinking too much about what they're saying in order to come up with a response that makes me appear smarter or to belittle them or whatever, that means that I'm not listening to hear or understand where this person is coming from. And so I challenge you that if you really want to expand your mind and broaden your thinking, listen to understand. That doesn't mean that you will never have an opportunity to respond or retort, but it really means that you're able to internalize what's being said so that you can then create a deeper, more impactful response. Fifth, embrace history. We live in a fascinating time where the history often is viewed as irrelevant. Whether you're in academia or whether you're addicted to technology, there's this view of the future knows best, the present knows best. But if you go back and read history, whether it's the 19th century, 17th century, before Christ, all of these timelines provide a glimpse into what we are dealing with today, what we are struggling with today. And if you don't embrace history, as the adage says, you're doomed to repeat history. Sixth, accept you won't always be right. For myself, this is the hardest thing to overcome. I want to be right all the time. But that only narrows your mind. That only narrows your thinking. Because if you only want to be right, that never gives you the opportunity to be wrong and to be corrected. And that moment of embracing someone's correction. It's humbling. And being humbled is very difficult to accept, but it's necessary in order to grow your thinking and expand your mind. Seventh, learn something new. Not only just to go through the process of, again, being humble to not know something and to not be perfect at something, but learning something new can impact what you know already, or what you're an expert in. One of the best things about education is learning something new so that you can apply it to what you already know, so that you can grow beyond what you know. And the only way you can really grow beyond what you know is to learn something new, often unrelated to what you know. Now, that just seems like a really crazy sentence right there, but I really think that learning something new is the way to broaden your mind. Eighth, ask for recommendations from others. In some ways, this is getting harder and harder to do because the places that we used to go to get recommendations aren't as impactful in our communities. Take the video store, for example. Those were replaced, rightfully so, with the technology of Netflix and on-demand television. But what that eliminated was the ability to ask someone that saw what other people were checking out and renting and asking their recommendations to what you want to know. For me, I really like going into a local comic book store called I Like Comics and asking the owner, what's new? What do you recommend? Because he's an expert in comics. He's an expert in what people are buying. He's an expert in what's coming out. And he connects me to new things. And that's exciting. You can do the same thing at a library, asking a librarian about what you should be reading, what you should be engaging with based upon what's going on in our world. Ninth, join and participate in community. The hardest thing to accept as a creative professional is the fact that we need community. It's so easy to get locked in the daily progress of creating artwork and create work that we forget that we need other people. So join and participate in community. For me, I teach at a community college, and that is my community. That is something that I joined years ago and something that I continually participate in because it challenges me and changes me as a creative professional. 10th and finally, build a diverse library that empowers you to learn. Our brains are dynamic systems that require information on a daily basis. I remember hearing this story about some nuns that had had strokes, but their brains were able to rewire the pathways of thought because they were daily doing crossword puzzles. Now, I might have bungled some of the details of that study, but it was interesting to know that their daily pursuit of doing a crossword puzzle rewired their brain over time, even when they experienced something catastrophic like a stroke. So build a diverse library. That doesn't mean books. That just means a library of information that empowers you. That could be movies. That could be articles. That could be however you consume information. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I greatly appreciate your time, and I also would appreciate it if you would share this podcast with your friends or subscribe on iTunes. You can also leave me a review on iTunes, letting me know how I'm doing. Get in touch by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can reach out on social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at CM Studios on Instagram, or at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. Stay connected with my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. I don't know how you're going to go about expanding your mind in the coming days, but for me, I'm going to take yet another book off the bookshelf and go on that journey that the author will take me on. Now get out there and get to work.